Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, did you have a good week?
I did. Did you?
Oh, yeah. Well, before we can play this week's show, let's clear up that challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase best picture. Rearrange the letters to spell a 7-letter word for something you might get when you purchase a ticket and a 4-letter word for something you might get when you use a ticket. What are the words?
And as listener Kevin Dennis wrote in, the answer is receipt and stub.
That's correct. Yay, Kevin. All right, Ian, on August 23rd, 1838, Mount Holyoke College graduated its first students. Then known as Mount Holyoke Female Seminary, the institution's first class of graduates consisted of Sarah Brigham, Abigail Moore, and Persis C. Woods. And that's it.
Three.
In 1888, Mount Holyoke received its collegiate charter and became Mount Holyoke Seminary and College. The following year, students could enroll in bachelor's degrees, and within a few years, the seminary enrollment dropped from the mid-200s to 8. After the seminary course was discontinued in 1893, the institution changed its name again to Mount Holyoke College. To commemorate the first graduating class of Mount Holyoke, this week our questions are about other famous mounts.
All right, let's do it.
Mount Washington, along with a number of other peaks named for U.S. presidents and other prominent public figures, is part of the presidential range of the White Mountains in what New England state?
One of your favorites, New Hampshire.
I have been there once or twice.
Did your car climb it?
No, I haven't done it personally either. The 2000 documentary The Man on Lincoln's Nose is about art director Robert F. Boyle, who worked with director Alfred Hitchcock on a number of his films, including 1963's The Birds, 1964's Marnie, and what 1959 film that features a climactic scene on Mount Rushmore, the location which inspired the title of the documentary.
Is it Vertigo?
Nope. Do you need a little direction on this one?
North by Northwest.
Very good.
Thank you.
And art director Robert F. Boyle, they couldn't get permission to film on actual Mount Rushmore, so that what you're seeing in the movie are replicas of the stone heads that he built for the film. What four-word name is given to the speech given by Jesus that appears in the book of Matthew, the longest such speech by him in the New Testament, and includes, among other things, a group of blessings known as the Beatitudes and the Lord's Prayer?
Today it would be a podcast series, The Sermon on the Mount.
That's right, the podcast on the Mount. In Westchester County, there are three stations on the Harlem line of the Metro North Commuter Railroad with the word Mount in their names: Mount Vernon West, Mount Pleasant, and Witch Station, which comes between Chappaqua and Bedford Hills.
We've got a WAMC station there as well. It is Mount Kisco on 88.9 WWES.
Hello, everyone in Mount Kisco. And finally, complete this analogy. Sagarmatha, pardon my pronunciation, is to Mount Everest as Denali is to what?
Mount McKinley?
That's right. Do you know what the connection is?
Native names?
Yeah, it's the native or sort of the original names for those two mountains, right? Well, Ian climbed every mountain and answered every trivia question. How well did you do? Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase Mount Rainier. That's MountRainier. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a 7-letter word for a type of leafy vegetable and a 6-letter word for a root vegetable. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll see if I can summit that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you then.